Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, friends, saints, and family. I am your host, Keturah, and we are on live right now on Blog Talk Radio. And if you would like to call in and ask questions, talk to me about the program today, the number to call is area code 347-884-9013. And there you will be connected to the phone lines, and we can hopefully get a couple of questions answered before the program ends. And if you will remember, I explained to you that this week we would spend our time talking about the two witnesses and the role that they play in this end time event. And I shared with you that they will be held responsible for the catastrophes that are unfolding as we begin to our journey and read about these end time events. And so that will occur because of the confrontation that will be presented to the beast, and the beast is the false prophet, and he is going to take the platform and wage war with these two witnesses. Just so you know, giving you the heads up of, you know, a briefing of what's going on. And don't forget, you can call in with your questions now. So we want you to turn your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Revelation, chapter 11, and that's where we will spend the rest of our time together. And it starts out by talking about here the two prophets of God. And there was given me a reed, like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. Excuse me. But the court which is without the temple, leave out. Measure it not. Now, this is John, the Apostle John. He's telling about his vision, his experience with this angel, and he's given the instructions that was given to him, and we'll see why. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they trodden underfoot 42 months. So that's 3.5 years. The Gentiles will rule over the Jews, and they're going to trodden it underfoot. They're going to just be a massacre, a terror to those people. The Gentiles will be. These Jews will be hated, and they were going to be run out. And they're going to be, a lot of them are going to be destroyed. And in verse 3, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days in sackcloth. Now that is almost 4 years. When I took time to look at approximately how long that was, I was trying to calculate that time really quick, and I estimated that it's about almost 4 years, not quite. It's over 3.5 for sure. And these are the two olive trees. I'm in verse 4. And the two candlesticks standing before God of the earth. This is how he is describing his two jewels, the two witnesses, the two servants. He is describing them as olive trees. And as candlesticks, you know, a candle is something that burns bright and is seen by all. And it sits in the lofty place. And in verse 5, and if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devour their enemies. If any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over water to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plague as often as they will. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. Now, we read about that beast, that image, last week over by the river Euphrates. We read about that in chapter 10, and you can go back and review that in your own time. In verse 8, and he says, and their dead bodies shall be in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Now, this verse 7 here is why I opened up my scripture explaining to you why the two witnesses would be killed and challenged by the beast after he confronts that false prophet. Then he's going to set up his revealing of his idolatrous symbols and blasphemous claims that God, and that's when God will empower the two witnesses. And so we see now that they're going to be destroyed by this beast for a moment. And let's look at what happened in verse 9. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their bodies 3 days and a half, shall there not be suffered their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt in the earth. Remember, we read over here in verse 2 that the Gentiles were going to wreak havoc over the Jews for a season, and they were going to be hated by the Gentiles and mildly mistreated. And so now they will have a moment to feel victorious, but it's just for a moment. In verse 11, and after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of God from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. I guess so. After seeing someone dead in the streets for 3.5 days, knowing that you had power to execute orders to not move them, to let them lay there, and then all of a sudden you see them rise up and ascend. And in verse 11, and after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. In verse 12, and they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld it. They took flight before everyone. In verse 13, and the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell in the earthquake, were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to God of heaven. In verse 14, the second woe is past, and behold, the third woe come quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. and the 24 elders, which sat before God on their seat, fell down upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give thee thanks, O Lord, God Almighty, which are and was and are to come, because you have taken thy great power and hast reigned." So they are really glorifying God for what he has done. He is really shining over his enemies. Verse 18. And the nations were angry, and their wrath, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, that you should give reward unto your servant the prophet, and to the saints, and them that fear your name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testimony, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. So a lot is going to be transpiring at this time, but I wanted to read from the scriptures verse by verse so that we could get into the mood of the moment. We could see how even though God was coming back and they were seeing that there had to be a willingness to hold fast, to stay steadfast, and to cry out to God as they did here in verse 18, the last clause. He said, "Thy name shall be great, and you should destroy them which destroy the earth." Keep praising God. Glory to God is my thought at this moment. Having faith when it's tough is critical, but you can do it. And so on next week, we will cover the next turn of events, which will be the last trumpet to sound, and we will get over into the women and the dragon, and we will look at the events that will unfold around that subtopic during that time. And I want you to tell a neighbor, tell a friend to listen in. We are almost at the end of the book of Revelations, and I want as many people to have the opportunity to study with me and make a decision for Christ as possible to receive him as Lord and Savior while we have time in the earth. That's why I'm on this subject, because night comes when no man will be able to work, and we don't want that. We want to be able to have our say while there is time and get our loved ones saved in the earth. And so that's my goal. If you know someone and you've been witnessing to them and trying to share with them about remember to visit the website too at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. And while you're there, you subscribe to my podcast. If you would, click the podcast RSS, and there you can hear radio programs that are produced locally that you won't necessarily be able to hear always, but you can listen on demand if you subscribe to the podcast. And watch the television program while you're there on the website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. Click the TV link, and you can watch television programs that you may have missed. Don't forget to like me on Facebook. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, the website, inspirationalcorneronline.com. Click that Facebook tab, and there you can copy and paste that link into your browser, like the page, and then you will be able to see announcements as unfold on the feed automatically. Remember 1 Peter 5 and 7 from the Amplified Bible. God cares about you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully.